All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, here we all are once again in the Tower Chrysler Studios, the final barn burner of the week. It's the Redster, it's the Pinder, and it's myself. Tower Chrysler, the number one Tower Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep dealer in all of the city.
History of time.
Southern Alberta. Yeah. When it's for,
let's go.
There's only one. I got a message, apparently. Old our buddy Serge Lacasse, the manager general over at Tower Chrysler. He was listening the other day.
Yep.
The ice cream sandwiches and all of that.
Old man food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Old.
He had not, he was unfamiliar with the two banger.
Really?
Yeah. He had not heard of the two bangers. I've never heard of this. Of course, the two banger being when you go to Costco. Sometimes you just go to Costco only for the two banger. Sometimes it's because you're there and you get groceries. But sometimes it's just like, I need the two banger. $1.50, hot dog and a drink.
Oof.
You cannot beat it. So it's so good, so you get two of them. And I told them, I said, actually, what my strategy was, I didn't need two drinks. But I would take the two drinks because optically, if somebody was watching, or you take them to go, right? If you were going to sit and shame and eat them in your truck or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I would take the two drinks anyway to make, well, he's not.
Oh, it's for his buddy or his wife.
Two
maybe.
Drinks, two dogs. That's a reasonable
two
thing
people.
To do for sure. Yeah, that's how you do that. So. Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done, Rhett.
The reason old Sugar Daddy got big sugar surge.
Sugar Daddy.
Old Sugar Daddy Serge hasn't done the two bag or the two is because he gets the Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's his thing because he likes sugar.
The Sunday. Listen, you may judge if you wish, all of you, but the soft serve Sunday at Costco, it's hard to beat.
Could you share the story of, I don't know that we've mentioned it on the show or not, but we have a trip coming up at the end of the month. And for this particular trip, we needed a headshot for you, Dean. Do you want to finish that story or no? Because you have changed your habits significantly.
Oh.
Facial recognition's not going to work?
I don't think his old phone would open right now. The jowls are not there anymore.
Yeah, it was a photo taken at the old station, at the old studio, like in the Northeast. And, Dude's very large.
Swollen?
Dude's filling out that
swole.
That blazer, yeah, for sure.
You know what it was? It was a year before the pandemic, because I was on afternoons at the time with Pat. So it was in the new building. I remember because it was in a certain email that I have. You did not look like you. You looked like someone that may have eaten you.
I look awful now.
Make no, you look great right now. Jesus.
But, you know.
My thought was, he's like, hey, do you have a headshot by chance? And I'm like, yeah, I got one. Here's one. He's like, I don't even know where I could get a headshot. And I'm like, well, check this one out. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Because it's like things happen slowly. If you see someone every day, you don't notice. If you visit someone every 6 months or a year, you're like, oh, my God, these kids are growing. They're like, man, you're in shape. But day by day, you don't notice. That for me was like a whoa.
Yeah,
boom on the bike changed your life.
That was prime two banger.
Yes, that was two banger boom.
Yeah, that was two banger boom for sure. So, I don't know. I feel like I might need to wheel over to Tower and take
some dogs.
Just fire up some bangers over at Costco and fire them out like he was firing the ice cream sandwiches the other day. Just Polish sausage, just firing them out to the boys and girls there
like
over
Oprah.
At Tower. Now, because today is National Something Day.
Yeah.
Who had the awareness on this? Is that you?
Well, we'd like to leave Rhett with some responsibility, but he can't really keep track of stuff. And it was always great when we said it's National Something Day and he would like open up a website and list like 40 days. But when the day came, he would never remember. So today it happened to jump into my Twitter feed. It is National Donut Day. So to all who celebrate, happy NDD.
Does a donut have to have a hole in it?
This is a good debate. I don't think so, because I think they're particular, like a long john.
But before we get to it, Retro, I'm not sure where you fall in on sweets. You're kind of hit and miss. I was wondering where you are on the donut.
It's a rare occasion when I take a bite of a donut. Very rare.
So in your playing days, let's say you come into the room with a coffee. Someone's got a box of donuts at the table in the middle of the room. You're way early for practice. Are you having one or just walk right by?
I'll walk right by.
Really?
Not even. No. Hmm. I would say I have a bite of donut every 5 to 10 years.
5 years? What? Dean, please annihilate this man. If I had said something like this, you'd destroy me.
Just last weekend, there was Boston cream circulating the vehicle.
Yeah.
It got passed in my direction. No.
Is that right, eh? There's a donut place in Vancouver at...
There's a donut place in Buffalo called Paula's, and they're as big as Boom's old head.
Yeah. This place it's Granville Island, the market there. And people are lined up outside and out the door and down the side of the building to get these donuts, which I think are good. I don't know that they're stand in line, wait for them good. But so I guess this falls a little flat because I figured you were not a donut guy. So for you to now have an opinion on a donut, if we were to draft.
When I was growing up, the Long John was the only real donut I liked.
That had the whipped cream inside of it?
I don't even remember.
Just a chocolate top. That's all, right?
Chocolate top. Rectangle. And I thought it would have either a cream or a whipped cream filling.
No, not that I recall.
You can dress them up, but the standard Long John does not have cream on the inside, I believe.
Anyone ever make the donut?
No.
No.
Always was a big hit in the Warner Vassar combo. In Frontier, Saskatchewan, when Auntie would start throwing together some donuts, and get the fryer. Well, she didn't have a fryer. She had a pot with oil in it. Made them herself.
What
is that? Right cheat snake?
No.
Different aunt.
This is Aunt Loretta. Loretta.
Loretta wouldn't do that in public.
Come back home, Loretta.
What about the mini donuts? You're telling me you're going to pass on those, Rhett? Come on.
Wouldn't touch them.
Oh, my God.
Outrage.
You could, no.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, Boom. Yes. See you Monday.
See you on Monday.
Rhett, show's yours.
I do enjoy the mini donuts. I do.
And I, you know what? Why? Because you don't feel as guilty eating 10.
Yeah, no. No, I was going to say, the reason why I like the mini donuts is it's the shortest amount of time from being prepared to being eaten.
See, I think it's the sugar. It's like,
it's like they make the, because they're still hot. Warm.
Yes.
Like you don't, you never have mini donuts when they're cold.
God, really. No.
Usually you've got a bag. It's because they're still warm. They are at their absolute peak.
Yes.
For consumption.
That is true. You would rarely get a large donut that's still warm. The mini donuts, always piping hot.
Brilliant. Always nice and hot. I remember one time I saw on Kijiji, somebody was selling their mini donut trailer. I was going to buy the fucker just to have.
That was two banger
boomer. Just leave it out front, turn it on every Saturday. Yeah.
Just fire it up. Are you? Spend the morning. Hi, sir. How much for the donuts? Not for sale. Get off my lawn.
These are mine. F.O.
Bugger off. So with that said, now this not as intriguing or as interesting, we can take a look at the graphic. If you were to have a donut draft and if you had the first overall pick.
No, not the chocolate.
I'm a Boston cream guy. That was always the move. I don't do it often, but I really like the Boston cream if I am.
This would not go. If I was to do it, this is not at even close, not even close to
powdered
my
jelly
list.
The one I don't understand is 12, Dean, the sour cream glazed. I'm like, sour cream donut? What are we doing here? And maybe they're fantastic. I'm immediately passing by that one if it's some sort of variety box. I'm never buying that as a solo. I don't even know if I've ever had one.
I think it would surprise you. It's not bad. Okay. It's Krueller-esque.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. The one that I have a hard time with is your number two or your number five.
Chocolate is shit.
A lot.
The chocolate
lot of
donut I find always to be very hard. And dry.
Crusty.
Dense. And thick.
Very dense, which is good if it's moist, but it's never moist. It's
that's true. Yeah.
Maple, Boston cream, vanilla dip, maple dip, maybe the honey cruller.
Dip.
Powder jelly would go ahead of the honey cruller for me. So there's my top five right there. The Canadian maple.
Yeah.
Particular order. Boston cream.
Well, come on. Try your best. Okay. Try your best to give us an order.
I'll go Boston cream first, Canadian maple, vanilla dip. What was the one I just said? The powdered jelly.
Yeah.
And then the maple dip, probably.
Yeah. I think
so. You're bypassing the standard honey dip altogether, just the standard donut, glazed donut.
You know what? I'll throw the honey dip in instead of the Canadian or the maple dip because I've already got a Canadian maple in there.
Yeah, and I'm with you, Dean. Like the honey dip, it may be sort of the old standard, but that's like vanilla ice cream. That's still a really – that's a moist, amazing donut. Honey dip's in there for me. I got Boston cream one, and I'll go with the maple for two. I don't mind that. What about you, Dino?
The honey dip, when it's good, is hard to beat.
Unreal.
There's not much to it, but there's not much to fuck up. It's just if it's nice, it's perfect. I'm kind of with you. Maybe it's because we've been Tim Hortoned our entire life,
but I find
it hard to beat a good Boston cream. And because I think they sell so quickly and regularly, chances are you're getting one that's relatively fresh.
Let's hope so.
Whereas the other ones, you don't know when that was made. Was that made at 3 this morning? It's 5 in the afternoon. You don't know when
you're June 3rd? What the hell? Yeah.
I love the chocolate dip growing up, but I've kind of passed it a little bit. But yeah, it's the apple fritter I do enjoy. Son of a gun. Is it a donut that doesn't have a hole in it? So I don't know.
That's on the list. Hey, and is anyone seeing the chat right now? Now, this is the analysis we have come to you guys for. Legit content right here. Cutting edge, guys. It's right in their wheelhouse right now on this donut draft.
It's true. Yeah. The Stanley Cup final is around the corner.
No.
This is the analysis wheelhouse. That you can really count on. The powdered jelly. Now, we knew them as Jam Busters.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They were known as a Jam Buster.
Okay.
And it may have powdered jelly or just regular sugar.
Mm.
They'd roll it in just your regular white sugar, not the powder.
Sugar thing. Oh, okay. Different. Yeah.
Both very good. If you weren't careful, though, much like the Boston cream, they might fuck you on how much jam you're getting on the inside.
Oh, you
they
bastards.
Might.
Yeah.
You take one bite, two bites. Where's the jam? I'm 3 bites into this son of a bitch, and I haven't found any jam yet.
If you go 2 and there's nothing there, it feels like you're getting screwed, doesn't it?
Throw
it
right in their face.
Is this a dud? Have I got a faulty one?
Two things. Also, if you have 2 bites and it's all gone.
Mm.
Fair enough.
I've had that happen.
When you look down and you realize
Whoa,
the reservoir is gone.
Yeah.
these pricks are shorting me on the jam.
Well, you just hit the bullseye. They missed the center, and you happened to you struck oil first try. This is like LeDuc in the 50s or whatever it was.
Side note, you cannot make pancakes with powdered sugar in place of flour.
Really?
Learned that the hard way. Learned that the hard way.
What did you
Doesn't matter how much you put in there. It won't thicken.
Hey, it's the same color. Because
they were white? It was a white powder?
It's a white powder. Don't try anything else, Rhett.
It's a white fine powder? Should
these
work?
These are some ground up Tylenols. This will work, right? It's white.
Yeah. And you know what? The vanilla dip is just fun.
Yeah.
You know? You're having a bad day, go have a vanilla dip. Those sprinkles are all colored.
What number is that? I'm not seeing that.
You know, 15. The other thing, though, the other thing wrong with this whole list is there's too many. Like, there's things on I don't need 20. There's no effing way I'm going to.
Toasted coconut can beat it.
Seriously.
No chance.
What are we talking? Blueberry, never heard. Walnut crunch? What?
Walnut crunch. See ya.
Yeah.
Some of these, they're not on the list. You know what this is like? This is like one of those beer passport things where they've got 150 beer and you're like, I don't want to get to 150. No. Top 10, please.
I'm saying right now, you can take the bottom row, 16 through 20, and just...
Are you missing anything if we crop this and it just has three rows? You're missing nothing.
Honestly, get out of here. You're eating so many effing donuts that you have to go to the bottom of the row to find a new flavor. You come on.
Yeah, and if somebody's coming out and being, man, I love the Dutchie. Just leave, get out of the conversation.
You can't trust them. Yeah.
Walk away, hang up the phone, whatever you're doing.
That could be a serial killer. If you like the Dutchie, you can't be trusted.
That person
owns assault rifles.
Bodies in the basement or something strange. But yeah,
the fuck is a cherry stick? It's in the chat. What the fuck is a cherry stick?
See, row three, I think you can get down with vanilla dip, maple, jelly, honey dip. Those are almost standards.
Yeah,
right?
But they're too far down.
They are.
Point.
Toasted coconut is shit.
Awful.
Even up
the double
top there,
chocolate.
I'm not doing number 2, 4, or 5. Old fashioned plain chocolate glaze and double chocolate.
Old fashioned blows. Like, it's a donut. It's got to be sweet. The old fashioned's not sweet.
Before we created enough sugar, right? Like,
did you run out?
No. It's a pancake. It's a shitty pancake.
Seriously, it's a fucking pretzel that's missing a half. Get it out of here.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8. This could be a list of 10.
Yep.
You need 10.
Power rankings would be easy to get a top 10 here. The easy cuts. This was like Daryl at training camp last year. He had his A team before they even started, and the AHL team was skating together. You're like, there are no cuts. He's already made the fucking team. That's what we could do with this group.
Yeah.
There's a clear AHL roster here.
Meanwhile, Pelche's like, I can't believe he thinks I'm the Walnut Crunch.
That's right.
I'm not Walnut Crunch.
Sonny Milano's like, how am I supposed to make plays? I got fucking half the AHL third line playing with me.
Actually, I guess he'd be the Eclair, something Français. Je m'appelle Eclair. So there you go. Happy National, International Donut Day, something like that.
Sure.
So you haven't had a donut in 5 years. Can you?
He said he's had one bite every 5 years. Not even a single donut.
The situation, I can envision it already. I'm on a golf trip and we stayed up too late and we're feeling like garbage and we're in some sort of van or vehicle back to the course and your head is just, you're near nauseous and they've stopped for a coffee and someone bought a pack of donuts and they're sitting there and you just like, I need something in my guts to stop me from ralphing out the window.
So it's basically last like the only thing available.
Last
I'll do
resort.
It. Yeah. Last resort.
Last resort.
Worst case Ontario.
It's a, a health crisis.
Yeah.
There would have to be a health crisis.
Blood sugar's low. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just guessing, Retro, growing up, you're in rural Saskatchewan and then Saskatoon, myself, rural Manitoba, and then just slightly less rural Manitoba. We did not have Tim Hortons.
Really?
Robbins.
I was going to say, what was the chain? Because there was a country style, but there weren't too many of those. Oh. It was Robbins Donuts, right?
Robbins Donuts, baby. Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's still Robbins Donuts out there, or there was until recently.
Yeah, I think there's one in Fort Capel. Because whenever I drive through there, they've got a, I guess, a Robin's Donuts, and I'm
there was
to
one
stop
in Saskatoon for the longest of times.
Yeah, and then Tim Horton came in and just cut the Robin, cut the Punched. Bird's head off. Just
yeah. David Keon was stealing the eggs.
Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah.
Yeah. See ya. coming up next weekend, Saturday, June 10th, it is UFC 289, Nunes versus Aldana. These two women are going to go at it. You're talking about the greatest to ever do it on the women's side. She is, she got two belts. She's Amanda Nunes. Jeez. She lost to Pena, but got it back and, is going to take on up and coming Irene Aldana, the main event at UFC 289 as well. It'll be Charles Oliveira and Beneil Dariush in the co-main event. Some people think maybe this is the main event, but either way, those are the two at the top of the card. June 10th, get it on pay-per-view UFC 289. I said to you yesterday that you're going to love this guy, Mike Malott, Canadian guy. I think that his fight against Adam Fugit is right before the two main events. Okay. I think they're going to push. He's a great up-and-coming fighter, and I said you're going to love this guy. He was on the mic. This was after his first. He's, I think, 9-1-1 all-time MMA, 2-0 in UFC. And after his first UFC fight, he was on the mic with Joe Rogan afterwards, and he fired out an F-bomb and then realized, oh, geez, we're on ESPN. I shouldn't swear. And then at the end of the interview, and you'll hear it here, he starts to talk about his social media account and the crowd's starting to boo him, being like, oh, don't send us to your social media. But watch the kid here. This is what I told you. Great Canadian kid. This is why you're going to love Mike Malott.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Larry Folsom has called a stop to this contest at 3:41 in the very first round, declaring the winner by TKO proper.
Congratulations, sir. I'm here with the winner, Mike Malott. Mike, that's how you make a UFC debut. That was wild, and I mean, I know you've had a long career outside the octagon and coaching as well. What does it feel like after all this to make your debut here and to make it in such an emphatic fashion?
I've been waiting for this moment since 2005. I've been working toward it. I've stayed focused, and I'm just so happy that this has come to fruition. I was just some kid in Waterdown, Ontario, Canada, with a stubborn dream of fighting in this cage with no proof that I was going to do it, and here I am anyway. Oh, I'm not supposed to swear on ESPN.
Mike, you made it, and you made it in a big way here. Let's take a look at how you did it. Here's a wild exchange here. You clipped him with a right, and then this perfectly placed left hook.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's pretty surreal. I felt like I was staying fairly calm. I made a couple poor decisions, but I was like, you know what? I've got lots of time. Settle in. This guy's a veteran, man. I remember being jealous of Mickey when he got signed, and I was like, damn it, man, why can't that be me? And you know what? It was an honor to share the cage with him tonight.
Well, it all panned out for you, sir. You're here. You made an amazing debut. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my corner, my teams in Canada and Sacramento. Guys, if I can please direct you to my Instagram, the link in my bio. Someone very close to me, his daughter was diagnosed with cancer, his 15-year-old daughter, stage 3 lymphoma. If you can please make a donation, I'm going to donate my show money from tonight, $10,000, to this foundation to help this beautiful family make it through this time and kick cancer. Cancer.
Congratulations, sir. Mike Malott, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Mike Malott going to be part of the card at UFC 289, taking on American Adam Fugit. And the thing, he's got no money. He should That's not unreal. Be giving 10 grand. That's his first fight. And then in the post-fight interviews, Dana White was asked about it. He says, yeah, the kid can keep his money. I've got his 10 grand. Don't worry about it. And then other people, I know, I think it was Jake Paul and other celebrities started jumping in. And then after that, people were handing him envelopes of money at events and stuff. They've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, I think, in the end for the So I said, you're going to love Mike Malott. Let's go, Mike. Coming up next Saturday, June 10th in Vancouver. Get out there and get a ticket, or if you can't get yourself some pay-per-view next Saturday, UFC 289 finally back in Canada.
Ontario boy went out to Dalhousie, I believe. Halifax was home for all. That's where he got into MMA. So there's some good roots right there. Country boy, and then out to the East Coast, where there's no more humble and kind people in the country. Love it.
And I love it. You see him, hard right hand, sharp left, gets him down, starts pounding him on the face.
Yeah.
Mike, how was it? I'm just so happy to,
honored to finally to be there. Here.
Guy's a killer. UFC 289 next Saturday. Get it on pay-per-view. We're going to talk about, the hockey, does it start tonight?
No, not tonight. Yeah.
What?
Sorry, Red.
I had plans to go to the pub and watch the game.
They're giving you an extra day to get your ass down to Florida or to get to Vegas.
So I go to Florida and watch it in a pub?
Well, you can do that. I mean, they're going to be there for games 3 and 4.
Yeah.
They're giving you a little travel time.
Go to Vegas.
Jason needs to drive.
We know how you are with booking flights.
Yeah,
try and keep it simple. Yeah. Keep it as simple as possible. Outdoor Dental, Dr. Jay Patel. Dentistry with no needles, no drills, no stress. It's the Soleil laser. There are very few of these. I believe it is one of two, maybe in the entire city of Calgary. Wow. Excellent just in general, but if dentists just aren't your thing, then this is the key for you. It is comfortable, relaxing, pain-free. And in addition, we've told you about it for months now, the snoring treatments. It works. It's effective. It can be life-changing. 2 15-minute treatments. Increases the tension in the soft palate. Reduces snoring. It's non-surgical. It's pain-free. They put some topical little ointment in the back of your neck, at the back of your neck, your throat there. And then 15 minutes later, then you come back for another 15, And all of a sudden, life is a whole lot better and sweeter because you're getting the quality sleep that you need. The website, outdoor.dental. His name, Dr. Jay Patel. Great guy.
Shout-outs, Dr. Jay.
Dr. Jay, Outdoor Dental. Either give them a call, go online at outdoor.dental, book yourself in for either the dental procedures that you need, because there's more to it than that. They're doing all kinds of things right in-house. The one thing he's done is he's really gone all out on the technology that's available, whereas a lot of places haven't. So if you want the best treatment possible, you go and see Dr. J. Yeah, that's right.
Hammer and chisel at your place, Dean?
Is that...
Time to switch.
Is that a hacksaw? Go to sleep. Shut up. Don't worry about it. That's at every other place but Outdoor Dental. I want to do this day in history. There was a couple of things that that came in, and some of it's, I mean, it's Flames history, and it's McLeod Law. They like to revisit some of the things that have happened with the Calgary Flames and being their, you know, proud of their Calgary roots and that. This is kind of Calgary Flame related, but the first one goes back to on this date, the 2nd. Today is June 2nd, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
In
1972?
72. The expansion team in Atlanta finally got their team name. A 19-year-old college student named old Mickey Goodman won a contest. The team became known as the Flames. First game in the NHL, October 7th, later that year of 72, against the New York Islanders, who also joined the NHL via expansion. And you may not know this, but they actually hung on to that team name even after they were relocated to Calgary.
Is that right? So they're still called the Flames?
Still to this day, Ryan. Still to this day.
It's actually the only relocation where they kept the exact same name. Every other relocation in league history, they've changed the name.
I think it was...
North Stars became Stars. That's about as close as it gets.
I think it was Harley Hotchkiss who said, you know, it works. It's oil and gas area. Let's just keep it.
And there'd been a great fire in Calgary, I believe, as well in the 1800s or something like that. So, sure.
I can't speak to that. Still with the Flames and still with June 2nd, it was this date... In 1980, now the team had been, 1980, this was when they moved to Calgary, they'd already been sold, they knew they were leaving, but kind of a last-ditch effort to get people excited about the Flames in Atlanta. Mm. They had drafted Jim Craig, remember him, he of the Miracle on Ice.
Oh, yeah.
With the Americans. Well, you see him in a Boston Bruins jersey. He came to Atlanta, played 4 games for the Flames, winning just once, and then... He was shipped out to Boston, and in exchange, the Flames, Cliff Fletcher, received a 2nd and 3rd round draft pick. One of the picks they used on Steve Conroyd, who is a defenseman. Conroyd played 5 seasons in Calgary, was later in the Richard Crom, Steve Conroy deal for John Tinelli that brought the wild man Tinelli to Calgary.
Dick Crom.
And the other draft pick that they got from the Bruins, they used on a smallish goaltender by the name of Mike Vernon.
Oh, local kid too, Dino.
I know.
Love that.
Jim Craig was never, he was a miracle on ice. Never really, I guess lived up to the hype. I don't know what you'd call it, but certainly Vernon, I believe he went on to win Stanley Cups and,
multiple.
Cups and jersey up in the rafters and all that sort of thing.
Beauty.
That's all on this day.
It's a lot, Dean.
For June? You know, I thought there'd be more.
Although season slows down.
It's June too, eh?
Yeah.
McLeod Law, proud of their Calgary roots, big part of their long-standing client relationships. They understand this city and the people in it and the way that things work, like the communities that they serve. McLeod Law, their team varied and diverse, sharing a strong commitment to making a positive impact on our city. Whatever your legal needs, and I know that sounds very broad and kind of cheesy, but it's true. Whatever your legal needs, because they are a full-service law firm. They will help you in any way, shape, or form. McLeod-law.com. All over social media. There's Peter Klein, personal injury lawyer. Great guy.
Beauty.
McLeod Law. There you go. How's the Pinder Report looking today? What are we...
14 items, so
feeling
that's
all right.
Pretty standard. That's in the center of the bell curve, Dean, which we love to talk about in the Pinder Report.
Anything donut related?
No, we moved donuts to the front of the queue because I figured it would be silly for me to be the expert on that, and we do like to talk food off the top of the show.
What are you? So you're in your car, obviously, in Toronto. In Toronto?
In Toronto.
In Toronto. Not sure if you can see, it's pretty bright out there, but there's a tower, water tower over there.
I see. So not Toronto. Is it the tower or the?
No. It's a water tower.
I see. Yeah. You gonna paint your name on it?
John Deere Green.
That's right. And what are you, kid hockey? You said.
Oh, of course. And you know, some of these parents like to drink.
Really?
They like to drink, people. It's nice out, I understand that. But the tailgating is quite excessive.
Aggressive?
Quite, yes.
How early are we starting? Yes. What are we talking about?
Also, two occasions yelled at kids yesterday that weren't my own.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It takes a village, Rhett.
Yeah.
Two kids.
Yeah, two kids were puck hogs. So I started, make sure you're yelling. Make sure you don't pass as they skated up the ice.
Also, some sarcastic yelling, mm-hmm. even. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then some other kids were up much too late for a 6 a.m. wake up, ramrodding around the hotel. They got a piece of.
That's a good verb. Yeah. Ramrodding.
So, is it exhibition games, tournament?
Tournament. Big tournament. And we've already excelled compared to the last time we were in Toronto, where we scored one goal in four games.
Oh!
Three goals in the first game for a tie.
Wow.
Oh, look.
You can put it in the tie column.
Look out.
Undefeated.
For the Red Ninjas.
Well, and it's nice that they've got a chaperone that can show them how to behave on the road and what kind of standard has to be upheld when you're representing a team in another city.
Leadership, Brian.
Yeah.
Leadership.
So are you the curfew police? Is that your role with the
chaperone
team? Or you just have
they were in the room
them?
Right beside me, the little shitheads.
Yeah. And did you give them shit or?
And they doubled down on it because I yelled. I just poked my head out. Hey, boys, quiet down, eh? Mm. Closed the door, made it back to the bed, didn't even make it into the bed, and the noise level went up. And I thought, maybe, oh, they're gonna mock me. Are you? So then the hammer came down.
Yeah. Choke slam.
I'm going to bench you, you little.
Yeah. So how is the Red Ninjas? Is that a new name every year that we selected?
No, I think that's a Buffalo staple. I think it's a spring team name.
Is that right? Wow. Got there. Well, we'll keep our eyes open for the any Red Ninja updates from Toronto mm-hmm. over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, feel free to share on social, Red. I know
we're at the Leafs practice facility. You know, Treliving would be walking around, but I guess he's already a bud. He can't be part of the general pop.
Down giving a back rub to Austin Matthews.
Oh, dear.
He's in Scottsdale. He's
putting suntan oil on his shoulders.
Sir? Yeah.
There's like, what, four rinks there, Red? It used to be called the old MasterCard Center or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. It's a pretty nice facility.
Let's do the Pinder Report presentation of Village Honda. Get your piece of the $1 million buy-in event. It's cash. Don't you love cash?
I do.
It's your used vehicle. That's what they want. They're paying top dollar. They'll throw in a tropical cruise to boot. Find out more online at villagehonda.com. It's Village Honda with the Pinder Report.
All right, fellas, we start with some Calgary Flamesy news. And yes, it's exactly what Dean said. 1972, the Flames were born. Look at that photo. Beautiful. Young men. That's how cameras worked back then. Holy shit, that was a long time ago. Jeez.
Two guys there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's 50 years ago. Holy crap.
Yeah. Who are these people?
Jim Puckworth.
Maybe one of them is the donkey that won the contest.
It's Boots Del Baggio and Jim Puckworth. Okay. Finals get going tomorrow, Rhett. I'm sorry it's not today. Oh. Here's what we have. Hey, look at this. You know how the Flames are watching the Panthers thinking, damn it, how do we lose all these guys? The Lamborghini, Sam Bennett, superstar Matthew Tkachuk. Well, maybe the Panthers are doing that with the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, probably not. But it is funny that 2/3 of the top line after the expansion draft were gifted from Florida. Here they are against the Roll Club. Been a while, Dean. 5 years now.
And that was the publicized protecting of Mark Petrovic. Is that
Alex,
how that came to be?
Alex Petrovic, yeah. Was a pretty decent AHL defenseman, to be fair. But these two, a little higher pedigree at this point. The story on experience, Rhett, I know we like to talk about guys that have got it done before that know what it takes to win. Here's Florida. They've got a couple stalls that have lifted a cup. Also, Carter Verhaeghe, the former Lightning, as well, has played in a Stanley Cup final. Eric with 12 games, 5 for Mark Stahl, Carter with 3. As for the Golden Knights, few more guys, if you think about it. Certainly guys that have played in the final. This team in 2018 lost, but Chandler Stephenson with Washington played against Vegas and won. Petrangelo with those Blues that were last place in the league in January, riding psycho Jordan Binnington to a cup in 2019. Jonathan Quick is on the bench not playing, but he won twice in L.A., Barbashev was in St. Louis with Petrangelo as well, and Alec Martinez was also with Quick in L.A., and of course, physical Phil Kessel, twice with El Pinguino winning a cup. There's some winners there. We always said it. Phil Kessel, winner.
Physical winner. Phil playing?
He played 3 games in the Winnipeg series, I believe, 3 or 4 games, and not since, but...
he's got to...
Yeah, well, I hope he wins. No,
I'll get you a ring.
It's enough. Cats. Third ring. Holy... Imagine if Phil had a mitt full of rings, like 3 of them. That's like, whew.
That's 3. That's miss hole five.
Well, I just mean like how many guys in this era of like the 28 to 32 team league can say they got three? That's not many.
How many guys?
Like the Chicago guys and a few Pittsburgh guys. That's about it. That'd be incredible.
Get the finals three times.
Chris Kunitz had four, maybe? That's like modern day peak. Okay. We'll keep moving. Not a lot in hockey. They really like to slow this down and kill all the momentum. Congrats, guys. Awesome work. We'll go to the Memorial Cup. Last night was the tiebreak game. It was Peterborough, who'd struggled mightily, but beat Quebec Rampart for their only loss of the round robin against the hosts in Kamloops. Let's go to, quite an exchange here. Big hit. Oh, dear.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's two guys off to the dressing room.
That's two-thirds of the top line that Chase Stillman destroyed on his own. Yes, that's the son of Corey, the brother of Riley. Wow.
Clunk.
So big hit, and then an instigator for the Kamloops player, and you're also going to get the boom lowered on you.
Oof.
Stillman. Oof. That's more physical than I remember the old man. Although I think Riley's can be a bit physical. Riley is the other
player. Riley got punched out by who went to from Nashville to Janot.
Tanner Janot. Yeah.
Not good. Stillman, not geez. Good.
So the Petes, up against it, have won two games in a row to get through to the semifinal. Here's what it looks like. They're going to play the WHL champion Seattle Thunderbirds. And then the winner will face Quebec, who's waiting in the final. Pat Roy just storming around, staring at people, just waiting for this game. He's stewing.
What are you looking at?
Hey!
What are you looking at?
Except in French. How do you say, what are you looking at in French?
Columbus.
Yeah.
Columbus for Pat Roy.
Columbus.
Oh. So this is not a boomer's rumor. It's a retulation, speculation from Rhett.
Yeah.
Is this, it's reckless.
I love it. I love reckless Rhett speculation. That's what we need in the Pinder Report.
Huh.
They do have an opening. Patty Waugh is going to take down whoever's the GM, though, right? Because he wants to run the whole thing. He wants to be like 04 Daryl. He's not into getting marching orders. He wants to be GM and head coach. That's why it ended so sour in Colorado. He had this, I have player personnel. Okay.
This is a lot of words. It's a word salad there.
Thank you. Rhett, did you ever feel like you were getting screwed in the NHL as a pro athlete? Because I know the NFL only plays 16 games, shorter year. Major League Baseball, it's 162, but it's like every day. NBA, similar. Check this out from Jay Kuda, my favorite baseball tweeter. Only bangers. Look at your offseason. Look at the white. NHL hockey players have the shortest offseason of any of the big four sports. Criminal, Rhett.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It is criminal.
Unless you're missing the playoffs in the majors, that is, you have the shortest offseason as an NHL player. Didn't really think of it that way.
Why do you think Giordano's played for 40 years? Like, never
must
played
be easy.
The playoffs. There's all kinds of.
Feels
six
like
months
shot.
Of work.
That's a weird place. To
six
to.
Months of
How
work.
Have you not chased down Brad Treliving to force a Gio trade at this point? You're already in the same city as him. You've been working on this for a decade.
Can't trade him if he's not. You know what? He's not even going to. He's going to be working beside Treliving. He'll be a special assistant.
He's got 1 year left at 800. Special assistant.
Did he have a 2 year deal?
Yeah. Low money. I get it. Okay, we'll good move trade. On. NBA final sure. Game 1 last night. Sorry, Rhett. Jokic was just
sensational. I saw a big dunk last night at one point. Big dunk.
Let's take a peek at the Nugs. There's Jamal Murray, the Canadian. You can't be that big and shoot it that nice and be a great passer, like, and it's defend. Ugh. They're loving it in Denver, Rhett.
They didn't mind the time off.
No, they
didn't
were just fine.
Off. Yeah, that's fair.
It's because they're used to it.
How was their goalie? Was their goalie rusty? We've got to make our picks later today. I need to know.
I thought, yeah, the Heat penalty kill was.
Could have been better.
Yeah.
Room for improvement, Dean. It's early in the series. Regression, right?
Sweep.
Oh dear, that would suck. Yeah. We saw the dugout cheer for the Detroit Tigers after a home run from like a month ago, and Rhett didn't like it. It was cheesy. They were using a hockey stick and a helmet, shooting a puck in the dugout. What do we think about the Richard bump here? Because that's what I think we need to call this in Boston.
Was a no-doubter. Whoa, hey, how you doing?
Let's try that again.
Whoop.
That's after a home run last night against Cincinnati. Tense 2-2 game in the late stages. Rips one into the seats, and that's how you celebrate. That's a Richard on Richard crime right there. That's how they celebrate, Rats.
It's a public display of affection. PDA right there.
Teammates, very close, very close. Let's go to the CPL Cavalry FC. We've talked about it. They got forged this weekend. It is Indigenous People's Celebration Game tomorrow, 2 p.m., at ATCO Field. Here's Mason Trafford.
Yeah, we've been working really hard on this one with ATCO, who's presenting partner of this match, and it's something we really want to knock out of the park, and I think everything's aligning really nicely. Beautiful weather scheduled. Obviously, Cavalry versus Forge is sort of a marquee matchup in this league, and there's always fireworks with this game. It really is the marquee matchup, I think, in the first 5 years of CPL. Two top managers, two great footballing teams that are fun to watch. Just going head to head, like there's passion, right? Like that's what really football and soccer is all about. It's about like the passion for your city, for your club. It's emotional. And when you're here on the grounds, like it's like an emotional sport that way. And you can really feel it.
All right. Big one tomorrow, 2 p.m. Here's a look at the table. Forge is at the top, Brett.
That was Mason.
That's Mason Trafford. Yes.
I was just noticing how professional and nicely dressed Mason was.
And
Pinder looked like he was getting ready to be dragged behind a boat on an inner tube or something.
Well, yeah. I was asking if they had any empties around, but it was very tidy, as it always is at Spruce Meadows. So
you guys keep all the empties. Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Was it cool out, or do you wear that in plus 36?
Do you have any full ones? I can make some empties if you don't have any empties. 2 o'clock tomorrow, Indigenous People's Celebration match. Should be a good one. You can see Forge at top of the table. Cavalry's in fourth. Big one. And finally, a couple throwaways for the weekend. It's Friday. Rhett, you and Rob Ray were doing a bunch of errands in Buffalo. And I don't know if this is the shoveler following you or someone that was just nearby. But they caught you on camera trying to run some errands in Buffalo. And it looks like the first one, there's a huge, like, it's either a flower pot or a vase. And I feel like you needed a piece of machinery to help you, but this is you and Rob trying to load it up into Rob's truck. I guess he's doing some decorating or he's moving something to the doghouse.
He's got all these rental properties that he wants to get.
Yeah,
so this is probably downtown Buffalo.
Take a lot of soil to fill that up.
Trying to move this. So I don't know where we're taking it, but that looks like you, Rhett, right there, and Rob's on the other side. It's a really small truck.
The long arms there, yeah.
That super
Razor nice. Felt like we had this under control, but...
And it's weird you didn't ask anyone to help because it does look very heavy. And I know Rob thinks
Razor
he's tough.
Like, gets bothered by too many people.
So that didn't work, but we tried this
somebody's
one.
Holding the camera, right? They could have asked the camera guy to.
Yeah, seriously.
The shoveler's being ignorant, thinking she's funny. This camera's what she's doing.
So we're trying this way now. We got it on its side, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to roll it.
And I think that's got a chance.
Well,
we used
to be professional athletes.
Come on, guys.
A couple of years back, we'd have had this.
Well, bad shoulders. Okay, now we got it. Here we go. It's the loading dock. Finally got it. Come on, Rob. Yeah, come on, Red. You got it.
Uh-oh.
Hey, you did it, guys. Oh, shit.
Oh. You should have. The cleanup was worse than the...
No kidding. Oh. And he needed that for the Razor's doghouse. It was going to be really central to the new decorating. So back to square one. And then I guess he was cleaning out another area. This might be by Rob Ray's garage, as there's some old tires stacked up that we were trying to move. So it's either you or Rob. You'll have to tell me. It's a little grainy. But this is another errand you guys were running here. Oh. Dean, walk us through this, please, would you?
Well, there's poor Rhett trying to, he's going to load some.
Trying to help.
There's no rim in the tire, so you can just kind of fire those onto the truck. And as Rhett kind of turns his back and the tire kind of tips over, lands on his shorts and, you know, rubber. It's grippy. It's sticky. It pulled your shorts right down to your ankles and then
pants.
You had a slip and fall.
And, the belt kept, remember I brought it up a few weeks ago where those belts that you can switch sides, they're.
Yeah.
Bull-sided, but it pinches your belly fat and belly hair, so I got rid of the belt. I had nothing to keep them up.
That tire, quite a scamp. What a practical joker, that tire.
Tough weekend for you and Rob.
I'm not helping Razor anymore. I'm done with that.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah. Tell him to get out of his sweatpants. Meet for coffee. No more errands. That's your
He doesn't report. Have the safety protocols in place that I require.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's your Pinder report for Village Pinder Honda. Report
brought to you by Village Honda. You've heard it. You've heard us talk about it for a while. Paying top dollar. Their money is where their mouth is. $1 million to do it. Sell them your vehicle. Tropical cruise for two. Find out more at villagehonda.com. They are located in the Northwest Auto Mall if you want to stop by. And of course, they are your dealership for life. What is Rob doing during the summer? Do you see much
Probably
of him?
Probably walking around in his sweatpants and. Yeah, what do you mean?
It's hot for sweatpants. Does he have sweat shorts?
I'll tell you what. Remember when you were addicted to that game on your phone a few years back, Dean?
Candy Crush?
That's what Razor's doing.
No.
He's addicted to a game on his phone. I sat with him at the rink the other day for an hour, and he would answer questions, but he wasn't talking to me. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Then well, maybe he's bored with you.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. I thought maybe you guys would be hanging around. I thought you guys were thick as thieves.
Don't drink anymore, so he's no fun.
Oh, I see. Vina Nova, Calgary's lab-grown diamond specialist. We've been telling you about lab-grown diamonds. I don't think anyone's even buying real diamonds anymore. They've heard us talking about it. They're like...
Way of the future, Dean.
I'm not looking to get hoodwinked here by Big Diamond. I'm not looking for that. I want to be smart and savvy. And
Diamond
wise.
Lobby can frig off.
That's right. They're looking to screw you. Not these guys. The only store in Calgary that specializes exclusively in lab-grown diamonds. Lab-grown diamond, what is it? Well, it's been grown in a lab, obviously. Same chemical composition and crystal structure as a natural earth mine diamond. However, the savings are astronomical. 50, 60, sometimes 80% less than what you'll pay for one of those dumb things that they dig out of the ground. This one's been made in a lab. Science, people. It's science. If you're getting engaged and you need a ring, this is the only way to do it, because the
Inflation.
Women they love the rings, right? It's oh, so you got it's the first thing everybody. So can I see
oh,
the
show
ring?
Me the
Where's
ring.
The ring?
Show me the ring.
You want to have pop, right? You want.
Well, she's not going to say yes if it's just your ugly mug staring at her. So you need something to distract her eyes from you.
Oh, my God. You're so lucky. I can't.
You must love me.
Yeah. That's the kind of reaction you get when you get one of those big honking Vina Nova lab-grown diamonds.
Oh,
either way, right? I mean, it's just making more and more sense. 80% less, better quality diamond. Why wouldn't you? Vina Nova, downtown showroom on the second level of Stephen Avenue Place. Or you can go online. You see it there. Vina Nova, V-E-N-A, Nova.com. Lab grown. Get your lab grown here. So rumor has it, tomorrow the Stanley Cup Finals is going to begin.
Boomer has it.
Boomer has it. They are going to be in Vegas. The last time, Rhett, that the Florida Panthers were in a Stanley Cup final would be when?
Ooh, 96.
1996.
It was a different time then.
Different game.
How many
different
cell phones did you have? You have two burners?
Oh, I never even heard of a cell phone. The cell phones came in those big packs.
It was a car phone. It would take up the whole console, like a backpack.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
You were a veteran team, but yet a lot of youth. Would that be fair? Some young guys, but
definitely.
Really, yeah. I think we had this photo from earlier this year, but this is the young hooligans that the Florida Panthers had collected.
Look at that clean cut young man from Frontier, Saskatchewan. Holy
shit. November edition of Breakaway Magazine, which apparently was the program. Looks like you're playing the Flyers that night. Florida's fabulous freshman.
How about this photo shoot?
Doug McLean, David Nemirovsky, Radek Dvorak, Ed Jovanovsky, and number 45, Rhett Warner.
That's an awkward number, 45.
Michael Jordan. I've told you this before.
Red. That's his second number, not his good one.
Yeah.
It's his first number.
So you're in class there. You're in a classroom, obviously.
I don't recall going to the school, but yeah, it looks to be like I should have stayed in school. Yeah.
That was the last time you were in school, if I'm correct, wasn't it?
I go to get my kids when they get kicked out of school.
Okay.
And look at Jovo.
That is some young Jovo.
Just an animal.
Wow. Now, he's got a little bit of a mullet going there.
Didn't start playing hockey till he was 12.
That's wild.
7 years later, NHL.
Holy first shit. Overall.
Wow. Is he got some flow at the back there? Or am I seeing something?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to say, so does Nemirovsky at the front there. You're looking at rather that's long ever.
Like,
Nemirovsky saw him 2 weeks ago.
Big Dave. What's he doing? Collecting bottles?
Coaching in the KHL.
Really? Y'all have stories. Holy shit.
Sounds lovely.
It's breathtaking this time of year.
And of course, Dougie McLean was with Sportsnet. I believe, what, did he get let go or leave?
It was a couple of years ago.
That was part of the purge, right? When they gassed a bunch of people. Yeah. And he is living his best life.
East Coast.
He's in Florida or he's in PEI.
Yeah.
It's beach. Wherever he is, he's got sand in his crack.
He's got a nice thing going.
He does. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Being retired and just living your best life.
Moving from beach to beach, dependent on weather. Lovely.
Yeah. So that's the last time, which does feel like a while ago for the Florida Panthers. Times have changed. They are taking on the Vegas Golden Knights.
They've been
back to the cup final. They were there year one. They are back again.
Year five.
I don't know that you need motivation when you make it this far. If you're a pro, you don't need to be motivated.
For the Stanley Cup?
Where you don't need it. You don't need it. You're going to get a ring.
That's why people are tuning in.
Yeah. No, you don't need to be motivated. This is what you play for. You're not getting paid. Players don't get
this
paid
is for free.
To
good
play
work,
in
guys.
The playoffs. But in case the Vegas Golden Knights, if it wasn't enough, there's a little extra incentive for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay.
If they win the Stanley Cup,
oh dear,
the Hustler Club has offered Golden Knights free lap
great
dances
spot.
For life if they
great
win the
spot.
Cup.
Is it?
The Hustler Club, yeah. Very fancy, must say.
You just build it into your game day routine. You get a coffee on the way out the door, drop the kids at school, go to the Hustler Club, get your free lapper, and then off to the rink. That's every day. Build it into
your
ritual.
How much for a little space in the VIP area? No VIP area.
Oh.
Okay. I guess we'll just sit down wherever then. So there you go.
It's really just a
cup
sensational.
Shmup. That's what we always say. Cup shmup.
Good marketing ploy there.
Yeah, I've said that a lot.
Yeah. When's Cassandra coming by?
You got to get the cup first, or Cassandra ain't stopping by. Don't
that's
bother
right.
Them.
No, that's the other thing.
Is
it's
that
not
that
like
Cassandra
a hey,
rookie
guys,
card?
Even if you don't win, we'll give you lap dances for life.
No,
that would be a nice consolation prize.
You guys think you're great people, so we'll just take care of you no matter what. No, that's not.
That's
succeed
not
in your.
Here are, and I guess we can do our picks. Here's the odds. I'm actually going to use this later for the Betway bets of the day. I showed this the other day. This is as of this morning on the Betway app.
Look at that.
Vegas, the favorite, obviously. They have home ice advantage. That has not mattered to Florida one bit.
No. In fact, that next bet down would be a very interesting bet.
Would this be the first time ever? Like, because Florida beat one, the first place team. The top three teams in the East, right? And then they beat the number one team again?
Yeah, it's because I had a whole kind of list of things here. They search of the championship final. It's going to be a first-time champion, as we know. They have an eight. They've won 15 overtime. Road teams have won 15 overtime games. As for the Panthers, they've won eight straight on the road, which is really kind of unbelievable that you would win eight on the road, let alone have a winning streak. But yeah, it's the Panthers became the third team, in league history to eliminate three of the NHL's top four teams in the same postseason.
And a chance to eliminate the fourth.
Yeah. Not too shabby.
I hope those days off aren't going to kill you, because I feel like it's too many.
Sergei Bobrovsky made 72 consecutive saves against Carolina in the East Final between Game 2 and Game 4. He has been, as great as Tkachuk has been, it's hard to believe, but I feel like Bobrovsky would be the Conn Smythe guy if you picked it today. A lot can change in the next 4 to 7 games, but...
I'll let you know when this one's over.
Yeah. Tkachuk was only in on every game-winning goal against the Carolina Hurricanes, so... with that said, I was going to say we could do our picks, but I see somebody...
Whatever, let's do it anyway.
Well, I know which... I know which way you're going because
I've been right because all along.
You have been, but is if you take off your Pantero jersey, are you what's your gut saying?
They're in the Stanley Cup Finals, and it's hard to say this. I've never trusted Vegas that they were that good.
Oh, I know.
Right, like they were in first, and I'm like, yeah, but are they any good? And they win the first series. I'm like, yeah, but. Are they any good? Like, they're going to get wiped out by high-flying Oilers. Then they beat the Oilers, and but are they any good? And same with that. Like, so, I mean, I'll stick with my Panthers, obviously. I still, but I am a little bit concerned with that, with the 10 days off, or however long it was total. Like, I just, that's a lot of time to sit around when you're a team that's playing with momentum.
I'm in that same boat because I catch myself. Oh, it's goaltending. It's Bobrovsky versus Aiden Hill. Well, Aiden Hill has been as good as any goaltender could have been. He led in maybe, what, one bad goal, two bad goals since he took over when Brossoit got hurt. He's won series. His numbers are great. It has not mattered. And I'm with you. I look at them and I feel like they're okay. They're okay. They're in the Stanley Cup again. If it wasn't such a long layoff, I would go with the Panthers, but I just feel like it is, they had such a thing going and it was that routine and you can speak to it. We can't. As a fan, you kind of get into it, but as a player, it's game day, travel day, game day, practice day, game, that whole thing that you get into. Once you've got in that rhythm, I think it's gotta be real hard. Once you get out of it, and you can have a couple days here and there, but this, they went from 7-game series to 4-game sweep. That's hard.
Yeah. I like the Aiden Hill thing is crazy, but so is the Sergei Bobrovsky thing. Like Bob has the name, but he hasn't been much better than Aiden Hill the last 4 years. Like he's been very replacement level despite the 10 million. They're both out of their minds right now. Hill's started 9 games. He's won 7 of them. He's got 2 shutouts. Like the guy has been excellent, and you look at his numbers and be reminded that of those 9 games he started, you know, a significant number were against the Oilers. This is not a Winnipeg team that he was stymieing. That was a different set of goalies at that point. I'm going to go with Vegas. I'm worried about what you guys are worried about. I think it's real. Florida's got all those vibes, and then you just can you hit pause for 10 days and pick right back up where you were? I feel like it's hard to do, and most importantly, when a goalie's dialed in, can he? Because I don't know that they're anywhere near where they're at if not for Bob. Like, they probably don't get past Toronto. He is your front runner, I think, for the Conn Smythe. Tkachuk could be a conversation, but I just worry about Bob more than Tkachuk. I worry about a goalie in the zone that's got to sit for 10 days and not have games.
So, yeah, so you got Vegas.
I'm going Vegas as well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, sorry, I did disagree.
I'm going Vegas also, which is funny because I have my Betway bets coming up. It just, there isn't a lot of value in Vegas, but no. I think I do. I, it's the layoff and Vegas has never been as good as I've given them credit for. There was a real potential to shit themselves against Dallas.
Yeah.
And they didn't, right? They lost what, the one game in overtime.
Yep.
And
then they got thumped and had too many turnovers and then they went 6-0. See ya.
They've avoided banana peels the entire way. They're a pretty deep and good team. I said it last, Chandler Stephenson, pretty friggin' good hockey player. Yeah. Eichel's come on. I'm going great. Vegas. I don't know how many games. Six or seven.
Let's hope it's a good long Vegas. Series. I could get
Panthers
into it.
Panthers at 6. They're going to lose the first one because they're going to be flat. They're going to win 3 in a row. They're going to lose the 5th in Vegas. Wow. Win it at home. party on the beach.
Right. There's a lot of details there. This feels like he's back to the future. He's got all these little things that how would you even know? That's amazing. I'll say long series. Let's go seven. Why not? We've earned it. I feel like we've earned a seventh game, haven't we? After these miserable round three, 3-0, 3-0. Come on now. Give us something a little tastier than that.
So let's. I don't want to take too much time because I know we got stuff.
We're good.
I know where you are, so I'll ask you, Ryan. The Vegas Golden Knights have just won the Stanley Cup. You wake up the next morning and Vegas is your cup winner.
Yeah.
What's going through your head?
Oh, man.
Because they have been a bit of a villain in a lot of people's eyes.
And it feels like it's the second or third iteration of this team. It's not the expansion team. Like, yes, you've still got your Carlson, Marchessault, Riley Smith, but... You know, Petrangelo was a massive free agent. You know, they've gone to the scrap heap and got a goalie hot, but Robin Leonard, and before that it was Marc-Andre Fleury. Nate Schmidt's gone. Like, a lot of these faces of the franchise were jettisoned out of there. They've shown no loyalty, and they went from, like, wow, what a great team. I'll cheer for Vegas in 2018 because what a great story it is. And that's changed very quickly to, man, they got no loyalty. They're an older roster, too. They've moved every single first-rounder, I think, with the exception of one, and don't write that off yet. Like, they are in win-now mode. I kind of look at that roster and think this is their best shot.
Yeah, Retro, I was just saying, because Vegas has been the black hat for a number of years, if they win this thing, and then you have your Monday morning quarterback, and you sit back, and do you respect how they went at it? And how picks be damned, let's go get the best players and we're here to win. We're not here to build slowly or how do you feel?
You have to, because you win. There's nothing. You win. I was talking to a guy today at breakfast, the kids, because I was thinking about it last night. 32 teams in the league. It's been 89 is the last time the Flames won. The Rangers won in 94 to finally get rid of that 50-some plus year
56.
Drought. 32 teams, and if a team wins three in a decade, like this decade, it's been Tampa, L.A., and
Chicago, Pittsburgh.
Chicago, like,
it's hard.
You can go a lifetime without winning. So, yes, they won. Whoever wins, you win.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
Flags fly forever is the expression in baseball. So whatever you had to do, whatever trade you had to make, it may not have been great on paper, but if it results in a championship, you can justify the hell out of it because nothing matters more than titles. It's like you trade Brett Hull to get a defensive defenseman, you win the cup, flags fly forever. Justify it.
And then on the other side, old Chucky. We'll talk about it next week. Obviously, game one goes tomorrow, and then game two will be played on Monday. But I am looking forward to it. I know there's a lot of people. It's kind of whatever. No one's going to watch. The ratings are going to be blah. I think the hockey's going to be good.
I think it will. Yeah, and you know what? Everyone's going to be outraged about everything anyway. So just, thoughts and prayers to the people that this has ruined their life, that these two teams have won, the requisite 12 to get to the Stanley Cup final. We're sorry. We'll just hope you can get through these tough times.
That way, that's coming up. Want to tell you one more time, heading into the weekend, you're thinking about getting out on the golf course. Get that plan in place. If you haven't already planned your summer trip out to St. Eugene yet, do it this weekend. StEugene.ca, they're on social media, at St. Eugene Resort, the championship golf course, the casino, the spa, the restaurants, mountains, whatever it is that maybe you love golf and you want to golf every minute, do it. Maybe you'd like... love the area. Maybe go for a round of golf. That'd be good. And, do some shopping, hiking, whatever. That works too. It's all there waiting for you. Rediscover or discover for the very first time the St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. Once again, there you see the website, steugene.ca.
Eugene.
So yeah, the Betway bets, we will do these on the way out here. My bets will be somewhat different than you're looking for value.
Mm-hmm.
We're betting here.
Yeah.
It's the Betway bets. Get the Betway app on your phone. Bet along. Be responsible. Bet the responsible way with Betway. The odds were in favor of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Big time. -134 you just showed us, right? For the series one.
Yeah. +110 for the Florida Panthers. So I'll take the Florida Panthers and...
Ooh.
Yeah. There we go. Plus 110. I'm going to roll the dice with the betting odds in mind that they're going to like that break. Oh, they're like going to be just fine. They have looked, they've been, who have they beaten along the way? Everybody is basically what you need to know. The best of the best. Plus 110. I'll take the Panthers for a hoot, and I'll say seven games plus 200 because I do think it's going to be a long series.
Lovely. I've got a little baseball. I've also got some hockey. Conn Smythe odds are up at Betway, and I'm telling you, Aiden Hill's not the front runner now, but if Vegas wins and he keeps playing well, 12-1 doesn't make sense. That number's too big. Like, a goalie in a final, he's got 7 wins and 9 starts. You're telling me he's 12-1? Get the bleep out of here. I'm taking that for him to shine if they win and, hey, pick up that lovely trophy to make me 12-1. Tonight, Verlander and Bassett. It's Bassett against his old club, the Mets, in Queens. Plus 350 if they both hit 6Ks. Bassett has been spectacular at times. Two rough starts. The rest have been superb. He had, what, that nearly 30-inning shutout streak going on. And Verlander's Verlander. So that's my other bet for Betway.
There you go. Betway bets of the day for our buddies at Betway. We are going to run. Rhett's got a tournament to win. Go Red Ninjas.
Yeah, Andrew's Red Ninjas.
Got stuff to do. And we want everybody to have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. And by then, we'll know who took game one and get ready for game two of the Stanley Cup final.
Can't
have
wait.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Audio.
Go Cats? Yeah. It's missing the Go Cats. He tried it one day and quit.
Yeah. See you, buddies.
Lazy prick.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.